Welcome to the ADI Leak Detection Podcast. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the UK's leading leak detection company, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Dave, today's question comes straight from a facilities manager who got in touch. She runs a busy office block. The building's occupied 9 to 5 and beyond, and she's worried a hidden water leak is losing money every day. Her question is, can acoustic leak detection actually work in a building that's full of people and noise?
Short answer, yes, it absolutely can. Acoustic leak detection equipment is designed to pick out the very specific sound signature that escaping water produces in a pressurized pipe. And that signature is quite different from footsteps, air conditioning, or keyboard noise. The kit filters a lot of that out.
So the equipment's doing the heavy lifting there. But I imagine a completely silent building at 2 in the morning is easier to work in than a busy open-plan office at 11.
It is, and we won't pretend otherwise. When background noise is lower, the acoustic signal from a leak is cleaner and faster to isolate. But here's the thing, most commercial water leaks are on supply pipes, under concrete floors, or within wall cavities. And the leak noise travels through the structure rather than through air. Ground microphones sit directly on the floor surface and pick up that structure-borne signal, so a bit of foot traffic above isn't masking what's happening underneath.
Right, it's not like holding a glass to the wall and hoping for the best.
Exactly. ADI's engineers use electronic correlators alongside the listening equipment. A correlator attaches to two access points on the pipe, two stopcocks, two hydrants, whatever's available, and it measures the tiny time difference between the leak sound arriving at each sensor. The correlator software then calculates where along that pipe the leak sits. That works whether the building's full or empty, because we're measuring a physical time difference, not just listening for a drip.
That's a neat bit of kit. What about pipe material? I know older commercial buildings have cast iron or even lead supply pipes, and I'd assume sound travels differently through those compared to, say, copper or plastic.
That's a really important point, and it's something an experienced engineer has to account for. Sound travels at a different velocity through iron than it does through copper or MDPE plastic. The correlator has to be calibrated for the pipe material and diameter before the calculation is meaningful. Get that wrong and your pinpoint location is off, which means unnecessary excavation or the wrong section of floor opened up. ADI engineers confirm pipe material before they start the correlation because accuracy on that calculation is what protects the building.
So there's real skill involved, not just plugging sensors in and reading a number.
There is, yes. The equipment's sophisticated, but it amplifies what the engineer knows. It doesn't replace it. Things like flow rate, pipe age, and whether there are joints or valves between the two sensor points all affect the signal. An experienced leak detection engineer reads those variables and adjusts. That's why ADI sends trained specialists rather than just sending someone with a box.
Let's go back to the facilities manager's worry about disruption. If her building is occupied, what does an acoustic survey actually look like on the day? What does her team need to do or not do?
Honestly, for most of the acoustic survey, her team don't need to do anything. ADI's engineer will walk the floor, place the ground microphone at intervals along the suspected pipe route, listen through headphones and log the readings. The equipment is compact, there's no drilling, no breaking out floor sections at this stage. The aim of the acoustic survey is to find the leak precisely before anyone touches the fabric of the building.
And if the building's really loud, a manufacturing site, say, or a ground floor with a busy canteen running, can ADI work around that?
Yes, and that's where planning the survey matters. ADI will often discuss the building's working pattern with the facilities team beforehand. If there's a quieter period, early morning before a shift, a lunch window, a weekend, targeting those times sharpens the acoustic data. It doesn't mean the survey can't happen during a busy period, but it does mean the pinpoint accuracy improves when the structural noise floor drops even slightly.
That's a really practical point. So it's a conversation before the survey, not just turning up on the day.
Always. ADI's approach is to understand the building first, the pipe layout, the construction type, the occupancy pattern, so the survey is planned properly. A concrete framed office block with suspended ceilings needs a different approach to a Victorian warehouse with solid brick walls and old cast iron rising mains. The acoustic principles are the same. The method adapts to the building.
Dave, that's genuinely useful. I think a lot of facilities managers assume they'd have to shut the building down, or at least clear a floor. It's reassuring to know that acoustic leak detection can work around a live commercial operation. Thanks for explaining it so clearly.
Happy to. If a building manager suspects a hidden water leak, rising meter readings, damp patches appearing, unexplained water bills, getting acoustic leak detection in quickly is far less disruptive than waiting until the damage shows itself through a ceiling or a cracked floor. Find it accurately first, then repair exactly what needs repairing.
Couldn't put it better myself. Thanks to Dave and to ADI Leak Detection, a company that's built its reputation as a trusted authority in water leak detection right across the UK. We'll be back with another question soon.